So you're doing, mostly you're going to the same places, South America or Central America?
Cuba, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Colombia, Panama.
What were those ports, cities like?
I found it very interesting because they were old. It's Columbus had been, had been to Cuba as far as in Havana. I think it had its bones in Dominican Republic or something, but I never got to this. But it was a whole different culture. It was Spanish, and I was able to pick up quite a bit of Spanish. I didn't study it in high school, but the people were interesting, and the trips were not long. I mean, I think that was the main thing. We'd stay in New York 3, 4, 5 days. It was 4 or 5 days getting down to any of these islands. Spent maybe 4 or 5 days there, sometimes a week. Bring sugar back, bananas back, so it was very nice. And there was always that to see, the sightseeing, all these old things from 1500, and this place that, like in Cartagena, Colombia, they had where Sir Francis Drake, I think, he and his pirates stormed the big fortress there, and you could look at it. Because I was always interested in history, so a lot of ships, I would sometimes be the one to get in touch with the American Merchant Marine Library Association to get books, and they would bring a big couple of cartons of books down to the ship. And they'd give me a locker to put all the books in. Anybody want to borrow them, borrow them. I forget at the end of the trip, though, whether if I would call them up and they would take the books back, and then they would bring us another box of books. It's going back a few years, so I'm not sure.
They were in New York, though, right?
They maybe were in all the major American seaports. I'm really not sure.
What kind of books would you get or ask for?
Well, I would get usually general history. And what he said, they had a lot of the pocket books. The paper pocket books were, in those days, were very popular. All sorts of novels. Sea novels, action novels.
When you were in port town, these Caribbean cities,